kind of an abrupt set of readings today because we don't have public mass yesterday to hear the stories that lead up to the readings of today. In the encounter between Mary and Elizabeth, and Elizabeth declaring to Mary, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" In the moment that your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Mary's response to that declaration of Elizabeth, who is filled with the Spirit in this moment, Mary makes one of the greatest songs of praise. Mary understood who her Redeemer was. And she understood the great gift, at least partially. I can't imagine that she would understand fully the gravity of the gift that was now dwelling within her and the significance of all of these things. And yet her song of praise, so beautiful, recognizing the redemption that she herself has received. We always look at Mary and we say she is the model of the church. It's no different today in the gospel text. Mary, who is in praise of God for his act of redemption to her and all that he has done, is the perfect model for the church. We are to be a people of praise. Every time we do the preface in the celebration of the Mass, right? The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. The only reason we pause about that now is because of the new translation that happened, you know, a number of years ago. We can burn through those phrases pretty good. Let us give thanks to the Lord. It is right and just, Father. Say it again, Father. It is right and just that we give praise to the Lord. What is my response to that? Yes, truly, it is right and just. Our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give thanks to the Lord. Mr. President, screw that up, because usually I got to be in there looking at it to say that, right? This is who we are supposed to be. It is our duty and our salvation to give praise to God and to render to him his, what is justly his, by what he has done. Mary models perfectly what the church is supposed to be in her essence. She is to be a beloved bride who is always in praise of God for the good that he has done for her. My encouragement for us, my brothers and sisters, the temptation that often happens for us is to become short-sighted, to determine whether or not today is a fitting day to give praise and worship to God because, well, I don't know, got a pretty full day today. It's kind of rough on the calendar. Not sure that today will be a day in which I will render praise and thanksgiving to God. We haven't seen how it's turned out yet, right? I don't know. We're pretty much at the end of the day. Been a good enough day? Should we give him praise and thanksgiving today? We are not to be a people that is short-sighted, that comes and goes in our honoring of God based upon whether or not it's a good day or not. The fundamental change that has taken place in the universe because of God's life, death, and resurrection in Jesus Christ is cause for joy every day of our life. We are to be farsighted, not short-sighted. We are to understand everything that we experience, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything that we experience, we are to experience in the context of a redemption in Jesus Christ. It is the foundation that undergirds our life, my brothers and sisters. Every day is a day of praise and thanksgiving to God, no matter what takes place. No matter the accidents, no matter the war, no matter the deaths, no matter the uncertainty, the foundation of our life is set in the salvation of Jesus Christ. We always have a reason to give praise and thanksgiving to God. My brothers and sisters, that foundation is yours. We bring all the petitions of our hearts, all of the difficulties, all the worries, all of the problems. We bring them all here, but we put them on the altar in an offering and a sacrifice of praise. Because our life as believers can only be understood in redemption. And that is ours in Jesus Christ. So as we continue our sacrifice of praise, my brothers and sisters, may we take Mary as our model. May our hearts be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving always and everywhere for the redemption that is ours. Amen.